Yeah, he's Mr. Funky. He's Mr. Funky Teacher. Mr. Funky Teacher inspires greatness. Makes you feel good like your favorite playlist. Keeping that fresh and funky, yes he does. He got some funky cool ideas to share for all you teachers. He can empower others, students and teachers. It's all about hard work and creativity. He brings out the kindness in everyone. He's got the passion to teach, you hear it when he speaks. He knows how to build strong relationships. If you're seeking the best, the funkiest, he is it. He will empower you to improve. You'll be helping others and loving it too. He's Mr. Funky Teacher, yeah. He's Mr. Funky Teacher, yeah, yeah, yeah.
This is Mr. Funky Teacher with BeAFunkyTeacher.com. I'm coming to you with another Be a Funky Teacher podcast. Welcome back to Sunday School for Teachers. Today's episode is called The Armor of God, Guarding Your Heart in Teaching. Before we jump into today's reflection, I want to remind you what Sunday School for Teachers is really about. This is a space each week for my Christian teacher friends, whether you teach in a public school or a private one, to slow down, breathe, and realign your heart with the one who called you to teach. I have deep respect for all educators, including those who don't share my faith. But on Sundays, I intentionally dedicate this episode to openly share how my faith in Jesus shapes me as a teacher, how it grounds me, stretches me, and reminds me that teaching is more than a career. It's a calling. And I'm not a preacher. I'm just a teacher, flawed and messy like anyone else, trying to let God work through me. Because Monday is coming. And before we step into another week, we pause here. We remember who we are. We remember whose we are. And we walk into the week anchored. Well, before we dive into today's reflection, I want to pause and ground myself in gratitude, sharing three things that I'm thankful for. The first thing that I'm thankful for is encouraging words. Sometimes someone says something simple that reminds you that the work you're doing really matters. It can mean so much, someone saying some encouraging words. I'm thankful. The second thing that I'm thankful for is laughter during the day. Those unexpected moments when students say something funny or the whole room just needs to laugh together. And the third thing that I'm thankful for is for fresh starts. Every day is another opportunity to reset, learn, and grow. All right, let's jump in. Our passage today comes from the book of Ephesians, chapter 6, verses 10 through 18. This letter was written by the Apostle Paul. Paul was writing to Christians living in the city of Ephesus. At the time he wrote this letter, Paul was actually in prison under Roman authority. So while he's writing, he is most likely surrounded by Roman guards. See, that detail matters because when Paul begins describing the Christian life using the image of a soldier's armor, it's something his readers would immediately recognize. See, Romans were known for their discipline, their strength, and their armor. Every piece of armor protected an important part of the body and helped the soldiers to stand firm in battle. Paul takes that familiar picture and uses it to explain something deeper about the spiritual life. So he gets into the spiritual battle here, where Paul begins by saying, "Be strong in the Lord and in his mighty power." Then he tells believers, put on the full armor of God so that you can take your stand. And then he explains something so important. He says, our struggle is not against flesh and blood. In other words, the real battles that we face in life are not always against other people. Many times they are battles of discouragement, battles of exhaustion, battles of doubt, battles of temptation, battles in our thinking and in our hearts. Paul says that if we want to stand firm in those battles, we need protection, spiritual protection. And so Paul then describes the armor piece by piece. First, the belt of truth. See, for a Roman soldier, the belt held everything together. It secured the armor and kept the soldier ready. Truth does the same thing for us. Truth keeps our thinking grounded when lies or discouragement try to creep in. Second, the breastplate of righteousness. See, the breastplate protected a soldier's chest and heart. Righteousness protects the heart of a believer by reminding us to live with integrity and character. Third, the shoes of the gospel of peace. Soldiers needed strong footwear to stand firm. The peace that comes from the gospel steadies us when life feels chaotic. Fourth, the shield of faith. Roman shields were large and designed to block flaming arrows. Faith protects us when criticism, doubt, or discouragement comes flying towards us. Fifth, the helmet of salvation. The helmet protected the soldier's head. Salvation protects our identity. It reminds us who we belong to and where our hope comes from. And finally, the sword of the Spirit, which Paul says is the word of God. This is the only offensive weapon in the armor. God's word gives us direction, truth, and wisdom. So as I do a reflection on this for my educator friends, my funky teacher out there, I just want to say that this passage, it connects deeply with the life of a teacher. It does, because teaching, well, it can feel like stepping into a daily battle, not against students, but against discouragement, against exhaustion, against the pressure to carry so much responsibility. Teachers care deeply. And when you care deeply, it's easy for your heart and mind to become worn down. Paul's message, y'all, Paul's message is simple, but powerful. Guard your heart, protect your mind, and prepare your spirit. So what does putting on the armor of God look like for a teacher? What's the practical classroom application here, y'all? Well, truth reminds you why you teach. It does. Righteousness, well, it reminds you to teach with integrity. And peace steadies you during those stressful moments. Faith, well, faith protects you when criticism or doubt appears. And salvation reminds you that your identity is bigger than your job. And finally, God's word gives you wisdom when you're unsure what to do next. You don't walk into your classroom unprotected. God equips you to stand firm. As I do a reflective closing here, I want to say that the armor of God isn't about becoming hard or defensive. It's about becoming protected so your heart can stay soft. So you can keep loving students. So you can keep showing patience. So you can keep inspiring greatness. Will you pray with me? Lord, help me put on your armor as I step into this week and help all of us, the funky teachers listening, guard our hearts and minds as we serve students. When discouragement comes, strengthen us. When exhaustion hits, renew us. When doubt whispers, remind us that we are not alone. Help us stand firm in the work you've called us to do. Amen. All right, funky teachers, as you go into your week, remember to inspire greatness in young people. And don't forget to be a funky teacher. Bye now.
He's Mr. Funky Teacher, yeah. He's Mr. Funky Teacher, yeah.